The 7-2 ruling doesn't directly address the disparity between sentences for crack and powder cocaine dealing, but it does make it clear that judges have more discretion in handing down sentences for crack dealers. Madison criminal defense attorney Dean Strang has defended many people charged with dealing both forms of cocaine. He says the ruling corrects a mistake made in the mid-1980s when Congress decided crack was the more dangerous of the two drugs.
That's always been crazy. The fact of the matter is that pharmacologically it's really no different than powder cocaine in terms of its propensity to cause addiction or its damage to the person using it.
Strang says the disparity in sentencing for the two forms of the same drug has also fueled the racial disparity in prison populations, especially in Wisconsin.
Powder cocaine has been a white man's drug and crack cocaine a black man's drug. And, you know, you get the same sentence for 5 grams of crack cocaine that you would get as a guideline matter for 500 grams of powder cocaine.
The Federal Sentencing Commission will decide this week whether to apply new guidelines for cocaine sentencing retroactively. That could reduce the sentences of thousands of people still in prison for selling crack. The Department of Justice issued a statement today expressing disappointment with the crack cocaine ruling and called on Congress to pass new sentencing guidelines that are both tough and fair. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.